new revelation of how much he loves you. And if you try and rationalize it and figure it out, it's going to drive you crazy. And God just said to just receive what he wants to do. Because he just wants to show you how much he loves you.
I have a word for you and the wife. And I just heard the Lord say this was your garden time. And I just saw flowers blooming all around you. And the Lord even said that you can't dream or imagine big enough what all he's just doing from the inside out this weekend in you. And then, Kate, I just saw you walking into the ocean, and you're like, Lord, I want more. And before you, like you just said, I want more. And you were flooded with water to swim in. And that's what I heard the Lord say he's going to do for you this weekend. Just seal some things you've been crying out for, but it's going to be at a deeper level than you can even kind of imagine.
And Brett, also for you, I saw you being shot like out of a gun. You were bullet and shot out of a gun. And I just thought the Lord said, this is going to be a time to celebrate the peace for you.
And that was like a physics lesson, but a critical mass is when it's together and there's this massive explosion. Three people here, and I don't know who it is, but the Lord has shown there's three people here that need to really live and love and work together, and this ministry is going to explode.
The two ladies from Oklahoma, I believe the Lord's given me a word, shoreline. It's the place where water meets the land. Oklahoma has the most shoreline of all the states.
The only somebody from Nebraska would know that.
For Hope, I just saw an umbilical cord. Most of the time when people see that, they think there's some attachment to parent, and it can be, but also can be to a situation. That umbilical cord is what feeds you. So if whatever it is feeding you, it can be something that's not good. It's sustaining life because you're connected. I just saw the Lord cutting an umbilical cord from you, and that thing no longer feeding you anymore. Okay,
for you, I saw. I did.
Is it here? Pardon?
Yeah, for one. I didn't. I saw sunflowers, and I also feel like I just saw like a springtime coming for you. That from the inside out, there's just going to be this joy rising up. And also, just really quick, I feel like there may be somebody with circulatory issues that causes like certain appendages to kind of fall asleep. And then like someone with right knee issues, and then I just felt, okay, that's you. And then pain in the right ear. So just come up if you need.
Also, we have two ladies back there who are part of them going through the weekends. Don't forget those. You can see the strings going out there. That's the point.
Okay, Kevin and Sandra, the Lord has shown me that it's not a coincidence that this Lazarus is right before Valentine's Day for you both. And he said, you're going to find not only a personal revelation, restoration, but an excitement in your marriage. He is blessing you profoundly. I feel like my whole body is just like electrified. There's like an electrification. You know, physical is a manifestation for the spiritual. And you've shown me all the beauty you've been creating in your home. There is going to be so much beauty in your marriage and your relationship together that it's just going to go, wow, like a geyser after this Lazarus. And Patrick, you're so creative, and you love creativity and exploring newness and the cutting edge. And I saw you playing the wildest set of drums and every color of the rainbow, and the Lord says, I'm the one who's giving you that creativity. This weekend, you're going to find out by exploring with me who you really are and how creative I am, and I'm the one who's gifted you as some new giftings. Just some excitement this weekend is for you.
You used to have all your terms now. It's weird. I just saw a picture of you in a tent, and it was like a small tent, and then you woke up, it was a really huge tent. And I really believe the Lord said that he's extending your tent pegs. He's transforming the way you think about life and about your life and about reality. He you're going to wake up this weekend. You're waking up, as a matter of fact, so that you have a bigger tent, which is the place that Jesus said he went to make a place for us. He's in Christ. Okay?
I heard the Lord say, you're royalty. He's calling you to embrace the identity of the royalty of Jesus Christ. And that's going to include some delineation. That which is not of royalty ain't for you. God's going to call you to have the identity of, I don't want that, that's not royalty. But I do want what's of Christ because it is royalty.
Amen. My sister back there with the red bow, I saw you on the beach, and it was about sundown. As you were looking at the sun, it was one of those where it sort of goes down and disappears before you know it. And you were saying, I wish I knew where. And the Lord said, hey, the horizon that's out there, all it is a limitation on how far you can see. He said it to you, because you can't see it, he's still there. He's still in control.
Janet, I have a word for you. And I just heard the Lord say it's going to be a time of restoring hope and dreams. And I saw you just grabbing some things off the shelf that have been there a long time and collected dust. And the Lord just like breathed life in those things. And I just heard the Lord say he's going to just kind of stir that up and do that thing this week.
Amen. So I also had a word for Jamin.
Yeah.
So what I saw is I saw you standing, and behind you was almost like an arc shape. There was a bunch of doors, and they were slamming shut. And there was one door that was still open, and it's as though you were turning back and looking at it. And then I heard Revelations 4:1 about the door open in heaven. Come up here, and I will show you the things that must occur. And what I believe the Lord was saying is that there's some doors that are being shut. There's one that you're still periodically looking at, and I believe it's an invitation to let that go, to quit looking back, because the Lord has a door that's going to be opened up to show you the glory that he has yet for you. He's going to take you to the place to be able to see.
Amen. Water contains and controls and keeps inside a nuclear reaction. God has given me to a ministry to contain and control and keep inside the massive power of the Holy Spirit.
I was just asking the Lord for a word for you guys, and I saw like the Lord making it easier to move. Like it's kind of like trudging through mud a little bit. Like it's kind of what I saw, but I just saw the Lord cleaning that off. And there's just like, there's just like this ease moving forward.
I want to give you a word to the lady on the outside. I just feel like the Lord said that there's been many times that the idea of who God is, and you love who he is, and you're in love with who he is. But God said this is going to be a weekend where you're going to know him face to face. You're going to have a new revelation of who God is and that tangible feeling, that tangible thing you've been searching for, that God's going to give that to you this weekend. And also I wanted to add to you that the Lord, the reason he came out like a bullet is because God said he's making up for lost time. And when it's all said and done, there will be no lost time.
Amen. Amen.
You put this couple right here. I see a halo over your head. And I don't know what it means, but I'm thinking it's probably like you have an angel that's following you around. You have a sign or an angel to watch over you.
One more. You go there again, dude. Let me tell you about things that work.
And for your life. The Lord says just hang on for the ride, because every desire, every dream that you have, your heart's desires are all wrapped up in what God's doing in him. And you just hang on for the ride, because you're going to find just like an explosion over you that God's giving you everything you desire. Mm-hmm.